You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Wednesday, June 11th. It's another tough day in the Midwest and other parts of the country that have continually been battered by very severe storms, some of the worst in 15 years. From Oklahoma to Connecticut, officials are blaming 15 deaths on the weather, especially the flooding. This morning in Iowa, officials are preparing to evacuate downtown Cedar Falls because they're worried about the Cedar River topping its levee at any time. Close to 4,000 people there have already been displaced by flooding. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle has declared 30 counties in a state of emergency. The governor joins us right now. Good morning, Governor Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, give us a sense of what you're battling there in Wisconsin right now.
Well, we have rivers that are far above their crested levels. They're receding a little in the last day, but we have a lot of water in Wisconsin to begin with, a lot of rivers and lakes, and those rivers are really stressed. It means that we have about 64 dams in the area that are being monitored very, very closely. About 19 of those our inspectors suggest are stressed or may present problems, so we're watching those very carefully. We have currently now about 100 people who are in shelters, and we're worried about in the next 48 hours that we may get 2 to 4 more inches of rain that could just go beyond any limits that we could even imagine. So we are really loading up on sandbags, working very, very hard, getting people out of the paths of areas where dams could fail. But having said all of that, in Wisconsin, we're very thankful that as of yet we have not lost any lives or had any serious reported injuries. So people have really pulled together here and gotten through this.
And right now you also have, I understand, some FEMA teams. They are working to assess the flood damage. What kind of steps are they taking?
Well, they are looking to see the damage, the scope of it, and this is all across the southern half of our state from Lake Michigan and the Lake Michigan shores all the way to the Mississippi River, and they'll be traveling throughout that region assessing to determine whether we meet various standards. I don't think there's any doubt that we do, and we appreciate the prompt attention FEMA has given to this, but, you know, we need their help to help local governments, to rebuild infrastructure, and obviously there are a lot of people who need some very serious help as well.
Governor, the program, The Takeaway, is heard throughout the state on Wisconsin Public Radio. What is your message for the residents of your state this morning in terms of being as cooperative as they possibly can and not unwittingly getting in the way of some of the rescue efforts?
Well, it's very important to obviously follow. We've had to close a portion of an interstate last night, and last count, I believe, just under 100 roads that are closed. So people really shouldn't test the limits of those and should be careful not to move in areas where they're directed not to go. We also are very thankful people have stepped forward. They've helped out their neighbors. We have a lot of displaced people, but only about 100 in shelters, and that's because neighbors and relatives have stepped forward and really helped out. And in low-lying areas, we are sandbagging like crazy. We have state prisoners who are involved in the effort. We are just trying to do what we can to hold off the waters.
Trying to keep the waters at bay. Jim Doyle, the governor of Wisconsin, we can't thank you enough for taking time out, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Incredible. As you know, we were talking all morning, the people in the Midwest have not seen this kind of flooding ever. I think that we heard a story earlier of a 70-year-old couple who were rescued from the roof of their house who'd never seen anything like this in Iowa.
And in fact, we also have talked to some folks in Iowa saying that people over the weekend were on their roofs for an hour, two, yeah, 3 hours, right, waiting for rescuers and boats to come get them.
It's far from New Orleans, but it's looking like New Orleans on the Mississippi River Valley in these days in the Midwest.